This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, as you know that inshallah it is a matter of few days and the first 10 days of the Hijjah will start inshallah. Normally people speak about the virtues of these 10 days. And inshallah, in this program, in this show, we will be speaking about the virtues of these 10 days. But before prayer to that discussion, I would like to highlight some important concepts regarding the virtues of good deeds, the virtues of certain days. I will like to conceptualize the whole discussion about fada'ilul a'mal, the virtues of good deeds, and our role in this life, and even from maybe you can say a political perspective, our relationship as human beings with the universe, why Allah Jalla wa'ala created us, and these things that are related to this discussion. First of all, my dear respected brothers and sisters, as we all know that Allah Jalla wa Ala created us as human beings to worship Him. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is an ayah that all scholars, every single scholar and every single Muslim, I think, quotes this ayah. That Allah Jalla wa Ala says, I have created jinn and ins for one purpose, which is what? To worship me. Now, my dear respected brothers and sisters, if we analyze this ayah, if we analyze this verse, then we will see so many questions that need to be answered. For example, the ibadah, to worship me. Now we know for fact that if the most righteous person in this life, or the most righteous person that we ever read about him, how much he spends on worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala in the masjid, in the mosque, or fasting, or doing hajj. Obviously, we will see that he used to spend a limited time in the masjid. He used to spend a limited time in maybe other ibadah activities, and the rest of his time he will be involved either in da'wah, calling for Allah Jalla wa Ala, or working to earn money to support his family. Many of the early scholars were business people like Imam Abu Hanifa, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, even Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He used to work to support his family until Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second caliph, he told him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to work in order to support my family. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab said, no, now you are appointed as the leader of Muslims, as Amir al-Mu'mineen, as the Khalifa, as the Caliph. You can't do this anymore because you have no time for that. Then they agreed to give him a salary. And this is who? This is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked for a certain time. And so on and so forth, which means that the other activities that we are involved in, the other habitual activities, can be seen as ibadah. And this is a very important concept. Once we talk about ibadah, worshipping Allah Jalla Ala, we need to differentiate between two types of ibadah. Please listen carefully. We need to differentiate between two types of ibadah. One is the specific ibadah, and the second one is the general ibadah. The specific ibadah is the ibadah or those activities that are heavily regulated by Sharia, such as what? Such as salah, such as fasting, such as zakah, and then hajj, which means the four pillars of al-Islam. Yes, these ibadat, these acts of ibadah are heavily regulated by Sharia. For example, if we take salah, we can't just pray as we want. No, the when, the where, the why, the how, the seven main questions, main W's, these questions have been answered in details by Sharia. Why? Because they give the full picture about the ibadah. They regulate the ibadah. So no one can just do any ibadah as he wants. No one can just pray the way he wants. No one can pray in any time. Yes? No one can change the style of Maghrib. Maghrib is 3 rak'ah. We pray Maghrib 3 rak'ahs. No one can pray Maghrib 5 rak'ah, for example. No one can pray into a direction other than the direction of the Qibla. No one can just pray for any kind of reason. So this ibadah is heavily regulated by Sharia. Okay? Now, we call this as the specific ibadah, or sometimes I call it as the listed ibadat. The listed ibadat are the ibadat that you cannot touch, you cannot alter, because as we said, they are heavily regulated by Sharia. Allah Jalla wa Ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam informed us of how to perform them in details. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, hadith Aisha, he said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." Whoever acts or whoever does anything out of our own matters or out of our own way, he will have it rejected. And that's why the scholars spoke about the concept of what? The concept of bid'ah. Bid'ah, innovation, where you change the any of those questions regarding any of those acts that were heavily regulated by Sharia, or any of those ibadat or acts that are considered to be listed, the listed ibadat, the specific ibadat. Same discussion is to be applied on fasting. For example, we fast the month of Ramadan. We cannot change that. We cannot say, no, let us fast the month of Muharram instead of Ramadan. Ramadan may come in summer, as it is coming these days. It might come in winter. We cannot say, well, let us swap. No. We cannot also say, we fast from Fajr to Maghrib, let us just widen it a little bit. In winter times, maybe the time is very short. For countries who are in the northern hemisphere, maybe they fast for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. We cannot say, no, that is not acceptable, that is not fair, astaghfirullah, let us change that. Let us make it from, for example, 12 o'clock, 12 hours. So this is fairness. No, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. Eat and drink until the white thread is distinguished from the black thread at the time of Fajr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the sun comes from here, when the sun disappears from here, and the night comes from here, فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ صَائِمٌ, it is the time for the fasting person to break his fast. And so on, so forth. So, fasting was heavily regulated by Sharia. Same thing is applied on zakah, the third or the second pillar of al-Islam. Zakah is heavily regulated by Sharia. It is one of those listed acts. When do we give zakah? How to give zakah? And what amount to give zakah has been set by Sharia. Same thing is applied on Hajj as well. Okay? And this is clear for all of us. So these ibadat are considered to be what? Listed ibadat. With those listed ibadat, we find also the voluntary sadaqah, less heavily regulated. Yes? less heavily regulated. Also, we find dhikr of Allah Jalla Ala. Yes, less heavily regulated. That's why the scholar said the dhikr of Allah Jalla Ala, remembering Allah Jalla Ala, mentioning the name of Allah Jalla Ala, is of two types, mutlaq, unconditional, and conditional. Conditional, which is linked to certain why, when, how, etc. Unconditional is open. You walk in the street, you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, or you just say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, or you just say Alhamdulillah, 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 and so on and so forth. So these are listed ibadat. And we have the non-listed ibadat, the general ibadat, which is what all our activities, if we do them for the right reason, for the right motivation, if we do them to please Allah Jalla Ala, then those general activities, they will become what? They will become ibadat. And hence, once we do the listed ibadat and we do the general activities for the sake of Allah Jalla Ala with the right intention, we do them to please Allah Jalla Ala, those general ibadat will become what? Those general activities, habitual activities, yes, mandate activities, those they will be transferred to become what? To become ibadat. And then our life, all of it, will become what? Will become ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Okay, so that will make it clear. And then the dua of Ibrahim عليه السلام that Allah جل وعلا mentioned to us in the Quran when he said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Allah Jalla Ala said to Ibrahim, say, my salah, my sacrifice, my life, my death, everything is for Allah Jalla Ala. Now, why we mentioned this? It is very important, my dear brothers and sisters, to understand this concept, which is what? That ibadah can encompass anything in our life if it is done with the right intention. It is important, my dear brothers and sisters, before we proceed to the next episode, to remember that we have two types of ibadah. The specific listed ibadat, salah, zakah, siyam, and hajj, and with them is some other ibadat, such as the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and voluntarily sadaqah, and so on. And we have the non-listed ibadat. They are the normal habitual activities. If they are done with the right intention, they become what? They become act of ibadah. Those activities, they become acts of ibadah. Now, the question is it easy to transfer those activities to become acts of ibadah or not? This question is a very, very important question, and inshallah, we will answer this question in the next episode. Jazakumullahu khairan, and see you inshallah in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.